Good evening. This is the 20th of 36 cities on this tour. So I do this either every evening or every other evening. Like I just came from Oklahoma City, where they defaced my posters because I'm an instrument of Satan. So be warned. Be warned. The elders of the church we were speaking in got very frightened, so they asked to meet with me beforehand, and they quizzed me just 10 minutes before I was to speak and in this huge church. And they said things like, well, just tell us, are you New Age? Kind of an accusatory way. And I said, well, I'm going to be 60 next year. How new could that be? Not a smile, nothing. Oh, dear. At some point I said, you know, I really love Christ. One of the men said, then you're a Christian. I said, I'm everything. I'm a kind of a Sufi, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu. I used to take off my shoes in front, but I felt too much like Mr. Rogers, and I thought, huh? Well, what these evenings are a chance for us to hang out together. Now, I know you came somewhere and you got a ticket and you came in, sit down, and I'm up here and you were there, and that's a form. But I'm experiencing it a different way. I mean, this is all, I can see this reality, I haven't lost it. Which is really all I have to prove after 400 acid trips. I just have to prove that I'm not totally psychotic, and already I'm a piece of datum. Now, in my reality, you're in your living room, wherever you're comfortable, and I've dropped by, and I tell stories well. And I'm a mouth for a process that many of us are going through. I really don't assume there's anything I know you don't know. And so what I've found over the years is that the more intimately I deal with how it is for me, the more intimately I'm sharing with you what it is with you. Because there is something common in our experience of people that would come to hear Ram Dass. And it's a certain kind of a network. It's a kind of a network of consciousness, and it's like the stage we're at, we're flickery. We know something, but we're not sure we know it. We don't trust it, but we know it. And so when you come together and you find there are a lot other people as crazy as you are, you know, it allows a new kind of reality to come in. See, the interesting thing is that you and I have all of the data in our experiential showcase that we're all living in. All the data for you to realize who you fully are. However, because of the cultural context in which we dwell, very often, you treat a lot of those data as either non-existent or irrelevant, or quaint. Let me give you an example of changes that have occurred in the culture that may make it now possible for us to have a conversation acknowledging something we know together. Over the last 20 years, this is one of the facts I delight in playing with. Over the past 20 years, there has been an increasing curve in the, I don't know, Roper or a Gallup poll about the numbers of widows who report having conversations with their dead husbands. That curve's been going up for 20 years. Well, I reflected about that. It seemed interesting. And the first thought I had was, do you suppose 20 years ago, dead husbands weren't talking to their wives? But that didn't seem likely, so I considered the other two alternatives that I could think of. The second alternative was the dead husbands were indeed talking to their wives 20 years ago, but their wives weren't listening to them. Or the other alternative was dead husbands were talking to their wives were listening to them, but they weren't admitting it. And it's a combination of the last two, I think. And then some of us, when this stuff exists, but we notice it, but we don't know what to do with it, because we think it's kind of crazy, so we say, I was out of my mind, or I don't know what came over me. We have a lot of little phrases to make irrelevant probably the one thing that will save us. Isn't that funny? Many incarnations ago, when I was a professor of psychology at Harvard, I remember we treated intuition like a really dirty word, because I was in cognitive psychology, among other things, motivation and child development. And because we were so sexist in our social scientific arrogance, we said, women intuit, men think. Okay. And we were so felt that men really had the edge. Boy, how wrong we were in so many ways. How trapped in our minds we were. But I guess that's what you expect in universities. I mean, it's a temple to the mind, and the professors are the high priests. Who goes there but people that want to worship the mind?